It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Whoa! Year 3 for the DocSmo blog. Can you believe it? Thanks for joining me. I'm the founder and curator of this blog, Dr. Paul Smolin. By day, a board-certified pediatrician with 32 years of practice, and by night, a blogger. To my new listeners, welcome. And to my loyal audience, all I can say is thank you. I hope that in my catalog of now 120 audio PEDcasts, I have been able to live up to your expectations and our title, Portable Practical Pediatrics. My desire is that by creating knowledgeable, informed parents, children of today will benefit. Today's podcast is one I look forward to all year, my perennial holiday message. I always consider it a special privilege to create and deliver my holiday message, and this year is no exception. So here we go. I often wonder what it is that parents either provide or don't provide, do or not do, that determines the kind of person a child will become as an adult. After more than a generation in pediatrics, watching parents practice many variations of parenting, I firmly believe that what parents do or don't do has tremendous consequences for their children. Which brings up the question, what tasks of parenthood translate into molding children destined to become great adults? What kind of environment do successful parents create for their children that allow them to thrive? Well, I think the answer can be summed up in one word, stability. Good parents create a stable environment for their children. So let's break this down a little further. Before we can talk about parenting, let's define what it means to be a parent, beyond the biology of having children. Now, as any older, experienced parent will tell you, making the babies was the easy part of parenting. So what is it that parents provide for their kids that makes them parents? Well, let's start by defining that for infancy. Parenting an infant is all about meeting an infant's physical and emotional needs. That's shelter, food, and creating a strong emotional bond where a child feels safe. Next come the toddler years. Parents of toddlers spend a lot of their time setting limits for their children while allowing enough independence and exploration for a child's personality to start to emerge, and while keeping little juniors safe from serious injury as well. Next come the school age years, and here parents need to teach right from wrong, ensure academic success, and cultivate a child's interests and curiosity. And finally come the tumultuous teen years, where parents need to provide basically the same stuff as the school age kids, but doing it in an emotionally charged atmosphere that has been created by the effects of testosterone and estrogen on their children. Now you can see from that short description that parenting a child is a very difficult and challenging task. Now, in my opinion, the parents that do the best job at all of the above tasks are those that create the most stability and predictability for their children. These parents are often not the richest or best educated, but solid parents nonetheless. Good parents, in my opinion, consistently give the following messages to their children from their words and actions. Message one, you are so important, and I will always be there when you need me. Message two, you are so important that I will love and support you even when you mess up. Message three, I expect you always to do your best. Message four, Your well-being is one of my highest priorities. Message 5. Whatever you need, not want, but need, I will try and provide. Now here, if you take all these together, you come up with the Doxmo formula for parenting success. Start with some secure love, add some secure predictability and limits, mix in high expectations, and do this all in a predictable, stable environment, and you stir that all up, and out comes strong, great kids. But good parenting is a difficult thing to achieve. There are so many things that can get in the way to mess up this formula. And here are some of the more common things I see that get in the way of parents creating the kind of stability in which children have the greatest, easiest time thriving. Divorced parents who continue their bitterness even after they've split up. Marriages where parents don't love and support one another. Families with a parent suffering from a mental illness like depression or severe anxiety, and nothing's done about it. A family where substance abuse or violence occurs. A family that has difficulty with limit setting for their children. And a family that doesn't have realistic expectations for their children. Now, none of these family situations are ideal for providing the stability that every child so desperately needs. You can see how a child's emotional needs and psychological development are being diverted by these family stresses. The oxygen is being sucked right out of these families. The joy and support of the family is just not there. Childhood should be a time when a child masters the developmental tasks in front of them, not being mired in family problems. Well, now for the holiday part of this podcast. As we approach the busy holiday season and a new year, I want you to stop and think, how can I create the best environment I can for my children? How can I create a little more stability in my child's life? We can all improve in our parenting skills, that's for sure. Even Mary Poppins probably had some room for improvement. So here are a few little things that might really help. Create as many routines in your child's life as possible. Children love predictability, bedtime rituals, chores that are predictable, sharing regular reading and playtime. These are wonderful, powerful things for children of all ages. Try starting some traditions that are special, and holiday time is a great time for this. For instance, my daughter, who is now 26 years old, still loves to go walk the neighborhood on Christmas Eve after dark, late, to look at everybody's Christmas lights. And we sort of give out our best light award to the house that does the best job. That's just between her and me. And my son, he's 29 now, but he still loves to go gather pecans in the neighborhood during December because they come down at this time of year. These are just things that are traditions in our family that we love to do and share. Now, do less talking and more listening to your kids. Their opinions are important because it is also a window into their thoughts and feelings. They might reveal that they're being bullied or feel left out by a family or friends. Listen and try and understand. Don't judge or preach. If possible, involve emotionally healthy older relatives in your child's lives. They are often full of experience and wisdom if you take the time to ask. Listen to their stories and try to understand what they experienced in their lives. Their consistent involvement with your children is really important, and their experiences can have valuable lessons for your kids. I think it's important to also verbally recognize when your children do something well, and make sure you forgive them when they mess up. And of course, in our materialistic society, it's probably important to decrease the gift of things to your child and give them the most important gift you can give, your love and attention. Take time to play some games, go for a walk, involve them in cooking and decorating, or entertain some of their friends. I am certain you'll be glad that you did, and so will your children. Well, this is Dr. Paul Smolin wishing you and your family a great holiday season. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.